This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Paul Johnson, the CEO of Power Metal Resources, is with me today following news regarding the expansion of the company's footprint in the KCB. Now, Paul, you've acquired 8 new prospecting licenses at your Kalahari Copperbelt project in Botswana. It's next to the Sandfire Resources project. Why have you expanded and taken on a bigger footprint in this area, Paul?
Yeah, okay. So we're working with Kavango Resources in a joint venture, which is 50% owned on each side. And it's through a local operating company, Kanye Resources Pty in Botswana. We took on at first two groups of licenses, one the South Ganzi project in the Kalahari Copperbelt, and secondly the Ditaukamp project, which is targeting rare earths in a different area. And we did various work at South Ganzi. We did airborne electromagnetic work to identify numerous targets within the South Ganzi project. And then we followed up, as investors may be aware, with very detailed, intensive soil sampling across the South Ganzi project in the key license areas. And from that soil sampling, we found very significant copper and zinc anomalies, which matched very tightly with the AEM targets that we'd identified earlier. So the excitement has been building in South Ganzi. We think we have all the ingredients and all the evidence now to demonstrate there may well be some pretty major copper silver deposits in that area. So because the theory, Mark, is that, you know, southwest of the popular areas, as it were, where T3 and A4 discoveries have been made, we are about 30, 40 kilometres away with South Ganzi project. And if you carry that system down through to the Namibian border, we think that there's great potential for even bigger, potentially, copper-silver discoveries. And we wanted to lock in some ground. And we've done this on a rather grand scale with the announcement today.
Okay. Now, you have been doing due diligence on this project since about March. So what have you found during due diligence period that has given you the confidence to complete on acquiring these licenses?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this has not been something that's just been happening in the last few months. You know, we've been looking at this area for years and thinking it held great potential for another major district scale set of copper silver discoveries. And the work that we did thereafter to carry on that due diligence specifically on this license ground has been extremely positive. As you see in the announcement today, we've given lots of information about it. And then also there is the process of the license transfer that you have to go through. And we've had, successful transfer of the licenses, which is great. So all the things, all the box ticking that you do with due diligence and the administrative process behind the license transfer has all been handled and done very well. We are sat now with this great opportunity, the next stage, as it were, apart from ongoing exploration at South Ganzi, which includes continuing the soil sampling work and the preparatory work for drilling, which is impending, really. And then, of course, getting on the ground in these larger license areas further south west, mainly of South Ganzi. All that is kind of happening.
Okay, good. We're talking about further exploration. You've said in the RNS that you eagerly look forward to the planned drilling program at South Ganzi. So how do these new license areas fit into the existing drill program? And will you be looking to drill on these new licenses fairly soon, or will that be coming a bit later down the line?
Yeah, I think our first focus is completing the environmental management plan, which, as per the announcement today, is in its final stages. That will enable us to move onto South Ganzi and undertake the drilling that we need to do, the first stage drilling there. And of course, you know, everyone, I think, understands the significance of that drill program and the potential for major copper silver discoveries. So we want to crack on with that first. That's the focus. Now, we're not just leaving the other license areas untouched. We're putting in teams on the ground to start that early stage work, looking to delineate drill targets. But the immediate and the big value driving event that we're looking to get on with is the drilling at South Ganzi.
Okay, well, Paul Johnson, the CEO of Power Metal Resources, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching at Stockbox Media.